Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to talk about working with therapists. And I'm talking about people like mental health professionals, counselors, psychologists, these types of people. And the question asked was if some of these mental health professionals ever fire their patients. And yes, there are instances when they do, usually when they feel the patient isn't doing the work or is basically wasting their time, or if they don't feel that they have the ability to actually help the person, they need to refer them out to somebody else. But that isn't really the important thing that I read in this particular string of answers. There was actually a great response from a patient who was working with a therapist who believed that she had what used to be known as multiple personality disorder. And the therapist wanted her to celebrate the fragmentation where she wanted to actually unify herself if that's what she had. But she didn't even really believe that that was her true diagnosis, honestly. So what do you do? Well, my feeling on this, and it's only my feeling, is that we need to work with people who are able to help us to understand what is going on with us, and we need to be willing to hear what they have to say. But ultimately, the patient or the client has a pretty good understanding of what's going on with themselves in most cases. Even if they don't have really great insight into a certain situation, they know what they're feeling in a lot of cases, and they know what they need. And it's really up to the therapist to be able to navigate them to the place where they can feel reassured that they're getting the help that they need and they're getting loving care while they're under the therapist's care. That doesn't mean that there aren't disagreements. It doesn't mean that there aren't going to be times when the patient's not going to get upset with the therapist or when the therapist isn't going to make a mistake or say something that doesn't feel quite right. Because a lot of therapy is all about coming to terms with those things that the patient finds hard to deal with in the first place. And they do it through transference with their therapist and learn how to better navigate their world with other people. However, what you need to understand is this. If you are seeing a therapist, you need to feel respected, you need to feel heard, and if there's a disagreement, to be able to work through the disagreement in a way that's workable for both of you. If that's not happening and you feel like your therapist is putting words in your mouth saying that you feel this or you think that, that is not the right therapist for anybody, frankly, from my belief system. Because they're there to help you. And they don't know what you're thinking, and they don't know what you're feeling. You know what you're thinking and feeling. Sometimes it might be hard to articulate it, and it's the therapist's job to help you find a way of articulating it and dealing with those issues. If you get fired from a therapist, and I had a client who was fired from 3 different therapists before she hired me as a hypnotist to help her with an issue with drinking that she had. This particular client had borderline personality disorder, and these 3 therapists had no clue on how to handle her, not one. People with borderline personality disorder are people who feel very enraged a lot of the times, and sometimes they act it out, and they'll throw things, they'll scream and yell, and other times they'll do self-harm, and that's what this woman was doing. She kept a lot of stuff in, and she did self-harm through her drinking behavior, mostly. In fact, to the point where she had tried to commit suicide a couple of times. Borderline personality disorder people have a real issue with abandonment. So when she was thrown out of those practices and didn't really understand because no one told her what her diagnosis actually was and what these issues might mean, she had no clue what was going on. But I can tell you her behavior was one with these three people where she let them know that she didn't feel safe, where she didn't like the way that she was being treated, and that she felt that her main needs were being ignored. And I can also tell you that one of the first things that I told her once I understood where she was coming from, because I was raised by a borderline personality disordered mother, so I know this pretty inside and out when I see it, was that she never had to fear me firing her. When she decided to leave our work together, it was going to be up to her. She never pulled any of that stuff on me at all, ever, for the record. So the bottom line is you need to find someone who you feel comfortable with, who feels comfortable with you, who isn't faking it till they make it, but someone who really is willing to work through the issues that you have in a way that works with you. And until you find that person, keep trying until you find that person. You're not obligated to see any one given person. There's millions of different therapists out there. Many of them are trained in all different ways of working with people. And you may find one that is particularly angled toward your belief system and shows you enough compassion, but is able to be firm enough with you so you can move and grow, because that's part of the job too, but where you understand they're coming from the right place instead of feeling belittled by them. Because there's a big difference between feeling supported and pushed in the right direction versus feeling belittled and stigmatized. And I can tell you this too, having worked in mental health and the conventional method many years before I even got into hypnotism, I witnessed many of my clients being abused and neglected by my bosses in the system. And I've heard from my hypnotism clients that they left their therapist because they were always being told what feeling, what they were thinking, and that was dehumanizing to them. As I believe it would be dehumanizing to pretty much anybody on planet Earth who thinks that they have an ability to think. These are important concepts and realities that we have to deal out there in the world, and yet there are solutions. Never feel like you need to stay with someone. But I would let them know before you terminate with them why it is that you're leaving. Let them know the behaviors that pissed you off, the reasons that you don't want to work with them, because often therapists never hear from their patients why they didn't return. They have no idea how to improve. So help them improve by letting them know what it was that didn't work well for you so they can make improvement later with the next people who come in. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.